SRN News. I'm John Scott. The acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, is promising accountability for what he says is his agency's abject failure to secure the Pennsylvania rally where a gunman opened fire on Donald Trump in July during his presidential campaign.
That abject failure underscored critical gaps in Secret Service operations, and I recognize that we did not meet the expectations of the American public, Congress, and our protectees. And they rightly have that idea based on how we performed.
Rowe testified before a bipartisan House task force. He says the Secret Service's internal investigation identified failures by multiple employees. Also at SRNNews.com, a strong earthquake felt widely across Northern California, striking west of Ferndale, a small city in coastal Humboldt County near the Oregon border. A tsunami warning was issued, but has since been canceled. Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries have decided to put off increasing oil production.
The decision was made as the alliance faces weaker than expected demand and competing production from non-allied countries, factors that could keep oil prices stagnant into next year. The OPEC Plus members decided at an online meeting to postpone by 3 months production increases that had been scheduled to take effect January 1st. The plan had been to start gradually restoring 2.2 million barrels per day over the course of 2025.
Correspondent Jeremy House, that process will now be pushed back until October 2026. OPEC Plus includes Saudi Arabia as the dominant member of the OPEC producers cartel. Russia is the leading non-OPEC member. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 200 points. The NASDAQ is down 20. This is SRN News. A Louisiana church rises from the ashes.
Greater Union Baptist Church of St. Landry Parish was burned to the ground by an arsonist in 2019. But the congregation of the historic black church has rebuilt it, and the sanctuary is set to be rededicated this month. Pastor Patrick Laverne tells News 15, quote, "It's a new beginning. We have a bigger facility, and we have a lot more options than we had in the old one. As is stated, what the devil meant for evil, God turned into good." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a transgender athlete have urged the Minnesota Supreme Court to allow him to compete in the women's division at powerlifting events, saying he's protected against discrimination by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events. It was on the grounds that he is a man and enjoys strength advantages over actual women. This is SRN News. The Biden administration wants to expand compensation for stranded airline passengers.
Before Joe Biden leaves office next month, the administration is taking steps toward requiring airlines to pay cash compensation and cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded when an airline causes flights to be canceled or changed. The Transportation Department supports the new passenger protections because air travel is breaking records. But an airline industry group warns that the proposal would drive up ticket prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. owners gave $3.6 billion on Tuesday, an increase from the past 2 years, according to estimates from the nonprofit Giving Tuesday. The Tuesday after Thanksgiving, now known as Giving Tuesday, has become a major annual day for nonprofits to fundraise and otherwise engage their supporters. This year, 18.5 million people made donations. More details at SRNNews.com.